It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
Amber alerts are those alerts that go out that involve a family member, usually a child, that might be in danger because of an abduction. Now, the vast majority of those abductions involve, unfortunately, family members, usually a mother or father, and unfortunately, usually involving some kind of domestic situation. Nationwide, on average, there are 500,000 kids reported missing each and every year across the U.S. Of that, 56,000 are family abductions, 12,000 are non-family abductions, and yet where we are always concerned is that stranger danger abduction that occurs. There's only about 100 nationwide. So that's not usually the greatest risk. It literally involves family members in domestic situations. Now, in Kansas, we're very lucky. We have an incredibly low number of Amber Alerts that go out statewide every year, relatively less than 10 per year. Silver Alerts involve elderly folks that may be at risk. They might have Alzheimer's, dementia, where they have still the ability maybe to get in a car and drive. Silver Alert follows the Amber Alert process. Law enforcement, news media, also some of the large billboard signs that are on the interstates will come up with a license plate to identify a person who is being sought in connection with a silver alert. That's been really, really effective in locating individuals. I remember one case in Kansas not too long ago where an individual had a level of dementia but was able to get into, I believe, his wife's car, drove, and was actually found because of the bulletin boards and the alerts to the public. And I want to say it was on I-70, but that individual was literally a couple hundred miles away, and when he was stopped, he had no idea where he was going and didn't have hardly any money or anything like that on him, but was able to be reunited and was not hurt or injured. There have been other cases where an individual with dementia was found, but they were found dehydrated. They were in rural areas and not where folks would normally be looking. So having those extra eyes and ears of the community assisting, whether it's an Amber Alert or a Silver Alert, is invaluable.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of the Rap Sheet.